Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, It Takes One to Tango, by marriage and family therapist Winifred M. Riley is a relationship self-help book that argues a stressed marriage can improve even when only one partner is willing to work on it. Drawing on her professional experience and her own long-term marriage, Riley challenges the common belief that change requires equal buy-in from both spouses. Instead, she presents an empowering premise: by changing your own behavior, emotional responses, and boundaries, you can shift the entire pattern between you and your partner. The book's purpose is practical rather than idealistic. It focuses on what a reader can do immediately without waiting for a reluctant spouse to attend therapy, read a book, or agree on a plan. Along the way, it addresses why recurring fights feel so stuck and how small, consistent adjustments can reduce conflict, improve respect, and create room for warmth. The tone is candid and encouraging, aimed at people who feel frustrated, trapped, or close to giving up. I will give you key takeaways from this book. One person can change the dance of a marriage. The central idea of the book is that relationship dynamics are interactive. So changing one side of the interaction can change the whole system. Riley does not claim that only one partner is responsible for every problem, or that a reader can control the spouse. Her point is narrower and more usable. You can control your own choices, and those choices strongly shape what happens next. Many couples get locked into predictable cycles where each person's reaction triggers the other. When you keep responding the same way, the pattern keeps winning, regardless of how much you argue about the content of the fight. Riley reframes progress as shifting the pattern, rather than persuading the partner. That shift may include speaking differently, pausing instead of escalating, or disengaging from baiting conversations. The empowering aspect is that you do not need permission to begin. The challenging aspect is that it requires patience and consistency, because the spouse may initially resist or mistrust the change. Over time, the approach aims to create new, calmer feedback loops that make connection more likely. Secondly, self-focus is strategy, not self-blame. A major theme is focusing on your own behavior as the most reliable lever for improvement. Riley encourages readers to stop monitoring the spouse's effort as the main measure of hope. Instead, the question becomes, what can I do today that aligns with my values and supports the kind of marriage I want? This is presented as strategic self-focus, rather than taking all the blame. By working on your own habits, tone, and follow-through, you often increase your self-respect and reduce the sense of helplessness that fuels resentment. Riley emphasizes changes that help you feel better about yourself, as well as your relationship, because sustainable marital change is hard to maintain if it depends on self-erasure or constant appeasement. The approach also helps clarify what is truly in your control. You can choose how you respond to criticism, how you bring up difficult topics, and what you will and will not participate in. Even when the partner remains difficult, readers can become more grounded, less reactive, and more consistent, which can reduce chaos and make the relationship easier to live in. Thirdly, taking a firm stand without threats or endless arguing, Riley advocates for taking a firm stand for what matters, while avoiding the common traps of cajoling, lecturing, or issuing ultimatums that you cannot or will not enforce. In many strained marriages, partners repeat the same arguments because the underlying need is not being expressed clearly, or because the conversation becomes a contest about who is right. A firm stand is different. It is a clear statement of values, needs, and boundaries delivered with as much steadiness as possible. The goal is to reduce the drama that often surrounds boundary setting and to replace it with consistent action over time. This stance can include refusing to engage in circular fights, setting limits on disrespectful exchanges, or calmly stating what you will do if a situation continues. Riley's emphasis on not relying on threats reflects a realistic understanding of credibility in relationships. When you continually warn but never act, the pattern hardens. When you communicate simply and follow through, you become less dependent on the spouse's cooperation to maintain dignity and stability. Fourthly, finding the big picture issues behind repetitive fights. Another key topic is learning to look beneath recurring arguments to the broader issues they represent. Couples often fight about surface events like chores, money, or tone, but the intensity comes from deeper concerns such as feeling dismissed, controlled, unsafe, or chronically alone. Riley encourages readers to identify these big picture themes so they can stop getting pulled into the same script. This matters because many partners try to solve the wrong problem. They debate details and history, hoping that winning the argument will produce change, but the fight reappears in a new disguise. By clarifying the underlying issue, a reader can choose a response that addresses the real pattern, including when to speak up, when to disengage, and what kind of change is actually being requested. Unhooking from repetitive conflict does not mean avoiding every hard conversation. It means refusing to be trapped by predictable escalation, and instead, responding in ways that interrupt the loop. Over time, this can reduce hostility and open space for more productive dialogue. Lastly, reducing reactivity and building stamina for long change. Because the method often starts with one partner acting alone, Raley highlights emotional regulation and endurance. When a spouse is provocative, dismissive, or simply resistant, it is easy to fall back into familiar reactions such as shouting, sarcasm, withdrawal, or long lectures. The book emphasizes becoming less reactive in the moment so you can choose responses that serve long-term goals. This can include pausing, stepping away, refusing to argue on demand, or practicing calmer communication. Raley also underscores that one-sided change can be tiring. Early efforts may feel unrewarded, and the spouse may test whether the change is real. The concept of stamina points to persistence without rigidity, continuing to act with self-respect and clarity, even when the relationship does not improve immediately. This focus distinguishes the approach from quick-fix promises. The book positions lasting marital improvement as a process of repeated, deliberate choices that gradually reshape habits and expectations. Even if the marriage remains imperfect, readers can gain stability, self-confidence, and a clearer sense of what kind of relationship they are willing to participate in. In conclusion, It Takes One to Tango is best suited for readers who feel stuck in a frustrating marriage where their spouse is unmotivated, skeptical about counseling, or unwilling to do relationship work. It is also relevant for people who have tried talking, pleading, or arguing and have discovered that more communication is not the same as better communication. The practical benefit is a shift from waiting to acting. By focusing on behavior, boundaries, and emotional reactivity, the reader gains tools that can be implemented immediately without requiring joint agreement. Intellectual value comes from the systems-oriented idea that patterns, not personalities, often keep couples trapped, and that changing one part of the pattern can alter the whole relationship. What makes the book stand out in the marriage help category is its realistic positioning. It does not depend on a cooperative partner, and it does not romanticize transformation. Instead, it emphasizes self-empowerment, steadiness, and the long game of reshaping how conflict and connection happen. Compared with many marriage guides that assume two engaged participants, Raley offers a roadmap for the many real-world situations where only one person is ready to take the lead, while still aiming for a more respectful and loving partnership. If you would like to support Winifred M. Raley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.